Denis Pushilin sees a bright future for Donetsk and says it's just around the corner. The head of this self-declared People's Republic in eastern Ukraine says Russia's decision to focus its military campaign here means that after 8 years of fighting, they'll quickly capture the just under 50% of Donbas territory Kiev still controls.
All the territory will be liberated with the active support of the Russian Federation. It means for Donbas a chance to live, to build the economy. We can talk again of economic independence. For people, it means a chance to build families without being afraid that at any moment a Ukrainian missile could fly in and destroy everything.
For now, all the able-bodied men of Donetsk are away fighting. Donbas has been dependent on Russian economic support in the 8 years since Donetsk and Lugansk broke away from Ukraine. The city is quiet, but windows shattered by a recent rocket attack that killed 23 people are reminders of the war. The damage is relatively minor compared to the destruction of Mariupol. The port within Donbas has been flattened, and hundreds of thousands of people have fled in the wake of what Russia calls a special military operation to rid Ukraine of what it says are neo-Nazis. Pushilin says Ukrainian nationalists are to blame for the destruction.
What complicates the liberation of this city is that the rival is hiding behind civilians. Our regiments have had to act surgically, going street by street, house by house, liberating quarter by quarter, while also considering there are civilians as well as infrastructure that we will have to rebuild.
And Pushilin admits that the operation to take control of Mariupol is taking too long. The political leadership here believes that with Russian firepower concentrated on this region, they can quickly take control of the part of Donbas that remains in Ukrainian hands. But that, of course, just pushes the front line further into Ukraine. It's only really a negotiated political solution that will ultimately resolve this crisis. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Donetsk.